This is KUT. Some Austinites are unhappy with the current draft of Code Next, the city's process to rewrite the land development code that governs what can be built where. The Austin City Council last week voted to spend an additional $2 million on Code Next, and over the weekend, people got to share their thoughts on the proposed rules at a two-hour listening session hosted by the city. KUT's Saida Hassan was there.
The consensus at this meeting was clear.
Code Next is a train wreck.
Code Next is a delicate item that should not be rushed, I say.
The product that is on the table is indeed a mess.
Those were some of the 50 or so people who spoke at a Saturday meeting of the city's Zoning and Platting Commission. Commissioners kept their comments to a minimum. The meeting served as a space for residents to weigh in on the latest council action and the rewrite process overall. Bill Spiesman was one of several speakers who called for a delay of Code Next. He's president of the Brentwood Neighborhood Association in Central Austin.
We need to keep the existing code, which is workable, until the city makes an honest effort to develop a new code that is in the interest of our current residents and citizens. Put the brakes on Code Next.
Last week, Councilmember Leslie Poole floated the idea of pushing back the adoption date for Code Next. Right now, it's set to go before the City Council for a vote in April. Poole suggested moving that date to later in 2018 or even spring 2019. The idea was quickly met with pushback from other council members. They approved the additional funding last week and made no changes to the timeline. But that hasn't stopped some residents from continuing to push for a delay. Bobby Levinsky is with the group Community Not Commodity. They want to put Code Next to a vote by Austin residents and delay its implementation.
We don't have a professional product right now. Draft 2 is still incomplete, inadequate, and very poorly drafted. There are entire sections of the code that are still missing. The terminology is muddled throughout.
Outside the meeting, someone with the Political Action Committee called Indy Austin circulated a petition calling for a delay and a public vote on Code Next. The crowd at this Saturday morning event was skewed toward longer-term residents, mostly people in their 50s, 60s, and above. Many speakers identified themselves as property owners and spoke about the need to retain zoning tools that allow for neighborhood preservation. According to census data, more than half of Austin residents are renters, and the city's median age is about 30. At this meeting, only one speaker identified herself as a renter. She spoke about the challenges of finding an affordable apartment and said she wants Code Next to allow for more, denser housing in Central Austin neighborhoods. Saida Hassan, KUT News.